Now, what's going on at Coca at the moment? I love how this has become a bit of a regular thing. But yes, there are, of course, more and more things going on at Coca. And today, I have Gitanjali and Brunel in the studio with me, the creators of Aj Karl. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Yeah, just beautiful.
Oh, thank God. good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you both?
Very well.
Very well. Very excited.
Welcome to Christchurch. Have you been here long?
1.5 days.
Yeah.
One day.
Okay.
Yeah.
So still pretty new here, and I guess you've been setting up for this exhibition. I guess kind of the best place to start is, can you tell me a little bit about this?
Sure.
Sure.
Do you want to go? So Aj Karl is a group exhibition, which consists of both of us and Tarika Sabarwal, Ria Maheshwari. We have an amazing guest workshop by artist based over here in Christchurch, Sudhi Dargipur. And also Tiffany Singh is participating, who has kind of acted as a mentor to us. So it's been amazing working with her. And so this is the third iteration of a series of shows that we've been doing. Kind of in Tamaki Makaurau. The translation of Aj Karl. So Aj Karl is a Hindi Urdu term meaning kind of today and like yesterday and kind of tomorrow. So it's kind of exploring a kind of transitional time in between. It's kind of like to do with movement and
interesting.
Time
right.
And also referencing the kind of place that we're situated in currently.
Yeah, interesting. Because that was my next question, was kind of what does it actually mean? But is it, I guess, because time can be quite like widely interpreted, right? So is there like quite a lot of variation in what's at this exhibition in terms of art?
Yeah, like we've all come from different backgrounds and all our practices are so kind of different to each other.
Yeah, right.
For example, Brunel's a painter, and you know, you can talk about your work if you want. and I'm like an installation video artist, Tiffany's an installation artist, Tarika is like a sculptural painter, and Ria is also like a tapestry painter.
Oh, wow. And so there is quite a lot of variety.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Sudhi is an amazing rug maker as well. So,
Oh, wow.
It's really special to kind of come together and work in the show.
So that begs the question, how did you guys all meet? Like, how did this start?
Ria and I went to university together. Mm. We did our masters together at AUT.
Masters? Ooh.
I know. And then I've sort of, oh no, Gitanjali and I share a studio together.
Yeah.
Oh.
We met initially through like bumping each other at exhibitions.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Who's that girl? I gotta know her. And then Tarika's the same. I've sort of loved her work since the beginning, and bumped into her, and then sometime around last year, I was on my laptop thinking about an iconic show, and I thought, I want these girls in it, and then we contacted each other, and we sort of added and worked on this proposal, and here we are.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. And the rest is history, I guess.
The rest is history, yeah.
So, three iterations. This third one. Do they kind of all have slightly different themes, or...
Yeah.
Or is it the same show?
I would say there's no denying there's an overlap between the three shows.
Yeah, right.
But what I've been thinking about, and we've all been thinking about, is our connection to Aotearoa, however that looks. And so the three shows have this, they revolve around time. The first show is called Kiss the Rough, and we were thinking about our journey about connecting to Aotearoa and kind of started off like right at the beginning. Mm. It was called Kis Taraf, which means which direction. The second show we had at Corbin's is called Yaha, which means here. And then the third one, Aajkal, it means these days. Yeah, which kind of speaks to both present and past future.
Because it's quite a good term, that one, actually.
Yeah, because the word kal, which is speaking to today, also means yesterday. And I love that idea of like when you're talking to someone in Hindi and you say, when are we going to meet? And you say kal, you know in context to the sentence you're meaning yesterday or today.
Wow, that's so interesting.
So I love that idea that like the time is kind of fluid.
It's sort of ambiguous, right? Though I always think like time just keeps going. We consider it, we break it up into days and nights that, but it's just something that goes and goes and goes and goes.
For sure.
So how much has this kind of changed between the shows, or have you noticed it changing?
Well, it's been really interesting having guest artists in the show. Like each time we've had a new person to work with. In the last show, we had a poet, Tenuka, and Vishmi Helaratne, who's an amazing painter from Tamaki Makaurau as well, and Dilohana, who is a video artist. So it's always been shifting, like, the grounds of the show. And also we were talking about this walking here, like we've never kind of approached it with like, this is our set theme, this is what the show is about the start. Mm-hmm. It's always kind of come together during installation of the project.
It's
been really interesting that way, because it's like we work so well together anyway. Yeah. Mm. So just it's been quite cool, like seeing it come together in the gallery.
Yeah, like it is that like sweet magic spot in installation time that we're sitting down together, looking at each other's work, which we often haven't seen in a long time, and then kind of like making those connections, like a real like... Yeah, holy, kind of. Not holy, but you know what I mean. Like, it feels really special and magic. Yeah,
it's a revelation. I can imagine.
Yeah, to, like, make those connections. But, yeah, for sure, it's changed, but it's also overlapping. And I think, having the guest artist there always kind of sets a new edge or a new perspective.
Totally, I can imagine, and have you noticed it influence, like, your work personally?
I don't, like, we talk about our work in relation to each other a lot more now that we've worked together and we have an understanding of each other's work kind of in more depth.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting when we talk about kind of the correlations, like movement is such like a kind of central part of all our works. Yeah. It seems that's something we've discovered.
Yeah.
And I've been kind of, for my personal work, I've been more motivated with kind of... like the collective, collaborative aspect of the exhibition and the project.
Right. Wow.
So, like, I've definitely drawn drawn ideas from each of the exhibitions to continue my practice, my individual practice on.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's very vague, but, like, I've definitely...
No, I find that, like, relationship to each other really interesting. Yeah. And, yeah, you can use that very positively in art, I suppose. Yeah. What's, is this like the final iteration of it, or is there more to come, or?
It's the final iteration. Mm. It's our last rodeo for
now.
Oh,
my gosh.
We were really hoping that the second show was in Wellington, so that it was like truly kind of like, we're taking this exhibition like a little tour with our band of girls. But yeah, it's been a really amazing journey.
Yeah.
Seeing as the show is about journeying and also not having a direct sense of like, oh, this is a goal or whatever, it's just about connecting to here, Aotearoa, and then also connecting. We wanted to have a local artist from here as well, Sudhi, to like connect to. So, last rodeo for now.
Oh,
who
my
knows?
Gosh. So what's like, I feel like every artist I ever meet is always, you know, on to the next thing before they finish the thing they're on currently.
Yeah.
So, like, what's inspiring you at the moment? What's cool out there? Is there anything tickling your fancy?
I would say some artists that are exciting me at the moment are people like Ruth Ige, who's showing currently at Melanie Rogers in Auckland. Mm-hmm. Go and check her out. It's a group show. It's got amazing, amazing artists mm-hmm. like Georgia Arnold. And as a painter, I just fangirl over other painters.
Cool.
And she's
cool.
just amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there's lots of like... exciting, I think, in Auckland, seeing that we have a kind of housing crisis and all of this. We also have a studio crisis.
Yeah.
And so it's exciting seeing artists kind of make do with things and kind of working around.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of artists. I think international artists are exciting me, like Caroline Walker and Sikalela Owens from the UK. Yeah, lots of exciting, things.
Yeah, that's so interesting you mention that, because, I mean, many people would argue that's still the case in Christchurch, but, you know, especially after the earthquakes and stuff, like, there were no creative spaces and anything like that, but how people respond to that and what they do with it.
Yeah.
It is very cool, and it often, like, it forces kind of creativity, which is really exciting.
Yeah,
anyway, I just want to thank you two for coming in today and talking about your work and sharing it with us. I guess the big question is, how long's this exhibition on for?
Are you just going to plot the dates now?
It's from Friday.
Mm-hmm. So Friday is our opening
the 19th. Then the next day we have a floor talk with all the artists, bar Tiffany. Sadly, she's in the UK.
Mm.
And yeah, and then it's till the 24th of November.
So okay.
Lots of time.
But yeah, plenty of time.
All the details will be on the COCA Instagram and website and everything. So, you know.
That's fantastic. Saturday's gonna be really, really cool.
Thank you.
Hey, one more time, thank you so much for joining me in the studio today. Congratulations for all of us. So excited to see it. What's up for today? What are we gonna be doing?
We're gonna
be doing our magic.
Yeah.
Working your magic.
Yeah. Working our magic up, in the storeroom. Yeah,
oh,
that's right.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Is it a nerve-wracking thing?
Like
No.
It's exciting.
I enjoy it.
At least I feel that way.
I enjoy it a lot. Yeah. It has a lot of roles tied into it, like curating and kind of and you know, we do it with people we really like working with. So
I'm jealous actually. Well, thank you so much for joining me
this
morning.
Thank you, Liam.
It's been great.